Oh Lord God, in the wondrous name of Jesus, we do thank you that we can praise your wondrous name. Thank you, Lord, how good it makes you feel when you praise God. Oh, hallelujah to the King. God, it just takes away all sorrow. Lord, it takes away the heartache. It takes away the hurt. And God, it just adds to the joy to be able to praise you this morning. Lord, just allow your grace to rain down upon your people today. God, help the anointing. Just allow us to be fervent in spirit today. God, let us not mess around, play around, but let us get sincere with the worship that you have given us. Help us to be attentive and awake, Lord God, with what you're doing today. Lord, the importance of knowing and hearing the Word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, may we magnify that glorious, magnificent name, the name of Jesus today. May your Holy Spirit anoint. May we just give it all to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, thank you, God. Well, brothers and sisters, if you'd open your Bibles, we're going back to Philippians today. And we'll be in the fourth chapter. And we'll read verses 6 and 7. And we've been so, I believe, thankful as a people that God has brought us to this marvelous passage of prayer. And the Lord has been pointing out these five marvelous fruits. And today we'll be in the third one. But it says there in the sixth verse, be careful for nothing. Don't be anxious today, brothers and sisters. Receive the mind of Christ. He's here for you. That's your Father. I remember as a child when I'd go to my dad, when I thought things were a little bit haywire, I was afraid of a siren that would go off around our neighborhood Friday, 4:30. My dad brought a lot of peace to my life. Made it all right. How much more our Heavenly Father. And just as that child, he's teaching me, just come to me, son. Come to me boldly. But there it is. Be careful for nothing. But in everything. Everything. By prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And I was just so thrilled with him again this week. I thought, you know, Lord, you always do exceeding abundantly above all I could ever ask or think. And I'm so thankful to you that here we are in Thanksgiving week, and we're going to talk about the prayer of thanksgiving. And that's what we're here for, is to be thankful, to praise God. But, you know, I just praise him for his tender mercies. Yeah, there's times I doubt, Lord, is this what you want? Is this where you want it? But you know, he just so divinely and sovereignly gives me the things that he says, you know, when are you ever going to really learn, Lord? This is, son, this is mine. I've got it. Let me take care of it. And today he's going to take care of it. So praise be to God. But we read a couple weeks back and rejoiced in everything by prayer. And then we got to supplication, which we saw was casting it upon the Lord, getting lowly, knowing that it's thy will be done. Lord, you're going to have your way. Help me to want to have your way in my life. But now, brothers and sisters, here it is. It's settling down in thanksgiving. Once we've prayed about it, once we've given it to God, now it's time to give thanks and to truly be thankful for where God has put us. Whether he answers us immediately. And I love those kind of answers. Don't get me wrong. When God immediately comes in and so magnificently parts that sea right before me, there was no waiting. Oh God, thank you, and it's even dry ground. That was very sweet. But you know what? Some tests are even 40 years, and he sends you on the backside of a desert, and nothing seems to be changing. But hallelujah and praise be to God, with the thanksgiving, he'll change it in here. This is the feast that he's growing up. And it's right in here, brothers and sisters, that the abundance of the heart. So whether he does answer immediately or he causes us to wait, may it be by the grace of God that we give him thanksgiving. I heard the brother speak here earlier, and it's so true. Be content. Be content in whatsoever state he's put you in. By the grace of God, that's thankfulness. Knowing that God has specifically put me in this place. I'm in all the situations in my life right now so that I can win Christ for bridegroom. Amen. Do you realize that? Do you thank him for that? Oh my goodness. If we ever really realized that, we would get up with such thanksgiving and praise every morning. We'd say, thank you, Jesus, that you've given me this. And thank you, Jesus, that you took that out of my life. And thank you, Jesus, that I've got that need. Because, Lord, I'm crying out to you. I'm calling out to you today. And you might just appear this day. And praise be to God, I'm going to be like you when I see you. And that's going to be a sweet time. So we're grateful to Him. But it is whatsoever state. And are we satisfied? Really, let the Lord search your heart today. Listen to Him. Are you satisfied with the lot that He has given you? I didn't hear one amen. I believe you are, and I believe God wouldn't have us here today if at least we didn't want it. And brothers and sisters, may God give us more faith to want that today. Now, I will say this, thankfulness and prayer is often a battle for my life. I'm grateful to Him by His grace. I was rejoicing with the Sunday school class today. I said, you know, I'm so thankful for the mom that the Lord put in my home. Always encouraged me to go to the Lord with everything. Anything that we could ever imagine or think of, give it to God, son. And I'm so grateful as a young man, I think that was taken care of in my life. That it was everything by prayer. Even when I wasn't doing right, I knew to pray to the Lord. And you know what? He would convict my life that even when I wasn't doing right, I'd be praying to the Lord. And it was everything by prayer. And then it was precious. The Lord kept growing me up. And then I realized that these desires of the heart that He's talking about, He wanted to give me His desires in my heart. That He wanted me to yield to that and pray for His will to be done in my life. That, Lord, I do have natural desires. I have these things that I would want in my life. But praise be to God, when I pray for the desires that You want for my life, that You can put in my heart, and You can make a passion for that to happen in my life, it's an amazing thing, and it's precious. And God, even to be able to pray and say, thank you, Lord, for the trials, and thank you, Lord, for the tests. But does it stay in thanksgiving today? And that's what I want to ask you about, and that's what God is searching my heart about, is, now, son, you've given it to me in prayer. You're praying for my will, but have you stopped and said, oh, that's enough? Or by the grace of God, are you entering in with thanksgiving today? And saying, thank you, Jesus, that you care for me. Let me tell you something. You're a privileged people. Do you realize how privileged you are? That He listens to you. That He hears your petition. That God speaks to you. That you're His sheep. You know His voice. You know when He calls to you. You know when to go by the grace of God. Now you got a decision there. But let me tell you something. He's not a respecter of persons today. And you've heard me say it before, I don't care what you've been doing last night, this week, whatever it is. God's speaking to you today. And what's the choice you're going to make? Are you going to continue on with ignoring what God's calling is in your life? Or is today the day that you're going to make the change and say, Lord, I want to listen to you. Your voice is there for me. It's just as there for me as with pastor or the elders or some of the teachers or whoever the glorious ladies that are rejoicing in the Lord today. God is for me. He wants me to hear His voice. I do hear His voice. But God, break up the fallow ground in my life that has been pushing you back and pushing you back. It's time for it to go deep, brothers and sisters. And I'm talking so deep that it soaks down. It saturates in every bit of the plot of your life that God can come in and grow the wondrous grain that He is going to just harbor up, and thanks be to God, it's a praise to Him. But brothers and sisters, I will say that I have stopped there many times, and I've never entered in to the promised land of thanksgiving with certain trials of my life. And that's where you'll be stuck. And that's where you'll wonder, why is this sounding like brass to me? You got to have the thanksgiving. God wants you to have that. As we've said here earlier, it's a privilege. It's an absolute privilege to know that God is dealing with you. And thankfulness in all things is the height of fellowship. It is. It's a wonderful thing. This is a marriage that's going on here. The wife has made herself ready. I keep going back to marriage because that's the greatest example that God has given us naturally. Now, brothers and sisters, it's time for us to wake up with our spouses that God has given us. that God has given us. And to rejoice and be thankful. And to realize that that's the very type, Lord, that I can rejoice in, that I'm going to enter in with you someday by your grace. Now, brothers and sisters, I ask you this. Do you think that you should be thankful once in a while for your spouse? Maybe sometimes, maybe 75% of the time? Oh, God, help us. It should be 110% of the time. And thankful in all things. And thankful by the grace of God that I have this love. And that's what God is bringing us in with His wonderful, wonderful Lord here. Is it's God, help us to be thankful with our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's the height of a thankful heart. Leviticus 22:29. It says, when ye will offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto the Lord. See, they would come in there and they would offer these sacrifices of thanksgiving to the Lord. It was a wonderful thing. And you know what God has called us to do every day? Is to offer up thanksgiving to our Lord. And there's a wonderful thing about this. As we offer thanksgiving to the Lord, it says, offer it at your own will. Now that's something, isn't it? Your own will. This is a very special thing, brothers and sisters. This is a mighty thing that God is calling us into. This is something that we can bring to God. This is something that you can give to God. And it's thanks. Absolute thanks. Absolute appreciation that God is dealing with you. I'm talking about a sovereign call from the heart, brothers and sisters. This isn't just a flippant thank you. This isn't just a ne'er-do-well saying, well, that's good, Lord, that you did that for me. This is the heartfelt expression of gratitude and thankfulness to God of a heart that realizes the privilege that God is even dealing with you. That God is dealing with you. How about when the Word of God tells you whom He loves, He chastens? I love that. I've told that to my boys many times. The day I stop correcting you, you better beware. Because that'd be the day that Daddy didn't care anymore. Jesus Christ is after us, brothers and sisters. And He corrects us all the time. And He chastens us all the time. And He does it with His wonderful Word. And it's so precious because He wants more out of us. He really does all the time. He wants to put more into us so He can draw more out of us. He wants to, let me tell you something, we're His creation. We're His handiwork. We're His wonderful masterpiece by the grace of God. And He wants it to be what it can be. He wants us to stand united with Him in a glory. Oh my goodness. To be just like Him. To be mature, fully grown. And I think of how I look at my children. And they say, well, Dad, sometimes you're pretty intense. Let me tell you something. I want them to grow up to be the fine young men that I know God wants them to be. I'm not trying to make them any certain thing. That's God's business. But I know one thing. You put the love of God and the Word of God in children. And you nurture it. And you grow it up. And He's going to be faithful to that. Amen. And He will. Oh, there'll be times we'll kick and fuss and disobey and those different things. We're ornery. I still got a battle with this flesh as well too. But you got to promise when they're old, they'll return. Praise God. And I'm going to tell you something. You've got a gracious God. That you know what? Sometimes we don't even have to wait till they're too old. They'll just turn right then. See, God can keep you. You don't need to be trying all of these different things out there in the world. God can keep you from that stuff. I appreciate that people have been delivered from alcohol and drugs and all these different addictions. But you know what, brothers and sisters? We don't even have to go there. By the grace of God, you can trust the Lord and He can keep you even from it. So there's testimony written all over the place. I want you to understand, we are His masterpiece and God is working His perfect will. And by the grace of God, when we turn to Him and we immediately turn to Him, there is a testimony and there's a testimony for all to be heard. I've heard people where they say, oh, well, I'm going into this type of a venue and these type of people, so I've got to be like them. I understand that, but you know what? This is God's work. Don't you try to figure out what God needs to bring to people. I know what God needs to bring to people. Preach the Word. Quit trying to figure it out. Quit trying to fluff it up. Quit trying to make it seem like, oh, well, I've got this great fantasy or this thinking of how I'm going to introduce God to these people. preach the word. And it'll work effectually. It'll work effectually in them that believe. I know if you've got a heart, the word of God tells me that, you know what? He'll give it everything that it needs. And this is special, brothers and sisters. This is what God wants for us. But you know what? Taking the Lord for granted. Did you hear me? Taking the Lord for granted. You ever been there? I know most of you never done that. But I'm going to give you some of my personal testimony. How's that today? So you just bear it. But taking the Lord for granted is a sorrowful state. It is the absolute epitome. It's the worst of Christian immaturity. And it is. God forbid. God forbid. It's our reasonable service. Reasonable. Oh my goodness. Getting after you a little bit today. Oh, but I thought I'd been running so hard. Well, you know what? By the grace of God, let Him increase you to run harder. It's all to your benefit. I praise God. I was listening to a pastor. I was visiting with him the other day. And he was getting after these people that only come to church once a year. Well, sometimes they come two times, or Easter and Christmas. I said, you know what? Let's just be thankful people come to church anytime. And I mean that. But as God's put that upon your heart, why not just continue to give it over to Him? Why not come to church on Sundays? Why not come to church on Wednesdays? Why not come to church by the grace of God and worship in prayer meeting? It's only to your benefit. Do you know that? You think that you're doing it for God. Let me tell you something. God's doing it for you. When you pray, when you worship, I don't even really know how to explain it. It's beyond. God gives you something and it grows up. It's love. It's warmth. It's all of these different things that only the Word of God can bring in us. And brothers and sisters, this is something that we have to realize. This isn't out of duty or obligation. This is out of a joyful heart and just willingness. Because today we're talking about Thanksgiving. And when you become a thankful person, you'll become a better person. You really will. And you'll become better in the Lord. But you see, great thankfulness to God is one of the most telling signs of the mature sons of God. If you're a mature saint here today, we talk about the barometer that Christ Jesus gives us. You're thankful. You're absolutely thankful. And you're thankful in all things. And you're thankful for Him for everything that He's doing. And you know, it's no coincidence. I was just rejoicing in that thankfulness. I was looking through the concordance of all the things that it says about thanks. And you know that in the book of Revelation, there's only two groups that are seen up in heaven that are praising God with thanks. And the first one's in the fourth chapter of Revelation, and that's the four living ones, the overcomers seen in the New Testament. And then, I'm telling you, those sweet overcomers in the Old Testament, they weren't left out either. The 24 elders in the 11th chapter, they're singing praise and thanksgiving to God as well too. So you see, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's so wonderful. Whether it was in the New Testament or the Old Testament, brothers and sisters, we're always giving thanks always for all things unto God in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. It's a great thankfulness. It's just being thankful that you're a Christian. It's just being thankful that I can praise the Lord. It's just being thankful, Lord, I can even have thoughts of You. Whether it's going to bed, whether it's getting up, whether it's going to that workplace where, like you said, I know that my boss is Satan's sister. You know, I don't know what it is, but, and she's got just this thing about me, and it's just awful all the time. But you know what? I can honestly say, thanks be to God. I can say, thank You, Jesus, because I know that You're for me. And if You be for me, who could be against me? And I know, God, as I turn my life over to You, I know I'm in the absolute steps. These steps are ordered. These steps are absolutely ordered. People don't realize this, that God put us into this world. He did. I appreciate that wonderful example that He gave us with Joseph. He grew up that sweet Christian, sweet baby boy to become such a fine man of God. And He stuck him right there in Egypt without a mom, without a dad, without any family. None of them. And God did it. God did it. How marvelous. We've all got a chance. We've got more than a chance. You've got abounding hope because you've got Jesus Christ. Quit making excuses. Quit saying, well, God, if it would have been this way in a different way, if I would have been born with more money, if I had different things, if I had different upbringing. You may not be here today if you had all those things. That's the need that we have, brothers and sisters. And that's when we can be thankful. God, I'm worshiping you today. God, I'm here today. And God, I'm going to tell you something. I want you to make me thankful today. Not just that I'm here, but that I'm thankful today. There's a difference, brothers and sisters. And that's a heart, as these brothers and sisters were singing, that will praise him. Now, the Word of God says it so clearly, and we've rejoiced in it, that the evidence of great faith, we've talked about this, the evidence of great faith is great thankfulness. Honestly, I can tell if you have great faith, you're thankful. And you're thankful in all things. Sure, there's sorrowful times. Sure, there's times that hurt. But there's a overline, underline, a keeping joy. It's just there, isn't it? Praise God, it's just there. It's like my brother who said so long to his sister, I know there's a pain there, but I know what's keeping all of that is thankfulness. Is that wonderful thankfulness. And God makes that. God gives us that faith. But you know what great thankfulness? It has evidence too. And the evidence of great thankfulness is great joy. And it is great joy. Praise the Lord, it's great joy. It's there. It can't be denied. And I'm going to tell you, in Isaiah 51:3, it's very clear about this. You can just write that verse down and you go look it up another time. But in Isaiah 51:3, it talks about how deserts become gardens. It's wonderful. It's so magnificent. And the Lord just, again, brought me to that as he was bringing this thankfulness to it. But how deserts become gardens. And in our life, you're going to have many deserts. And I'm going to tell you, I think you're going to have a desert going on all the time that God wants to bring a garden to. And he can, and he will. But there's one thing that's always consistent about how a desert in your life is going to change to a garden. And the very first thing is joy. It's joy. And then joy is followed by gladness. And then finally, you get down to thankfulness. But it's got to be joy. And brothers and sisters, doesn't that just bring it right back into perspective? The Word of God, as my sweet brother always said, brother, it's got to connect the dots for me. And I know they're getting connected in my life too. But the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord. See, that was your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know what? He, very God of very God, became very man of very man. And he died for you. And he died for you because of one thing, because of joy. Oh yes, you think about all that pain. You think about all that suffering. And I'm going to tell you something. He wasn't just obedient to do it. Oh no. He wasn't just willing to do it. Oh no. It was because of the joy. There was benefit in what he was doing. It was the joy that was set before him. He endured the cross. He endured that cross. Now, what do you think? You think you should be singing praises and thanksgiving to God today? Amen? How about thanksgiving and praise to God where these walls would actually start vibrating, singing with you? Praise God. But see, that's where David finally said, oh, praise God. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul and all that is within me. Are you a vessel of praise and thanksgiving, brothers and sisters? I want to be. I do. And it's not something of me, but it's a desire by the grace of God. I want the joy of the Lord to be my strength. And that's your strength too, because you know it's you, brothers and sisters, you. You are the joy that was set before him that day. Till you see that, you'll never have the joy of the Lord being your strength. You were the joy that was set before him that day. I just soak that in. You were the joy that was set before him that day. And if it would have just been you, you were the joy that was set before him that day. That he endured the cross. Yeah. Now, what about the thanksgiving? What about the praise, brothers and sisters? What about all of the joy of the Lord? that is our strength. See, I'm just preaching the Word. Just preaching the Word. But I'm going to ask you something. What if He took it all away? What if He took it all away today, huh? Praise God. Yes. Amen. Amen. Praise God. But would it be like Brother Job? Would it be like Brother Job? Where he said, the Lord has given and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You think he had some thankfulness there? I know some people have been pretty hard on Job, but let me tell you something. Oh no, I'm thankful to God for my dear brother. I can't imagine somebody losing their children and all that they had. And he could come in there and say, oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, and then his wife, and I'm sure at times she could have been a dear lady. But see, the Lord had her encouragement too. As she said, well, you know what, now that he's even afflicted your body and you got all those boils on it and you're sitting there in a heap of ashes with that piece of pottery to just scrape those boils off your body. She says, you know what, just curse God and die. Give it up. Give it up, Job. Huh? He doesn't care for you anymore. And yet, thankfulness came into this brother's heart. And he said, shall we receive good from the hand of the Lord? And shall we not receive evil? And then finally that dear brother got to the point, though he slay me, will I trust him? Now what kept him? Well, we know it was God. But what kept him? The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord brought him thankfulness. He knew God was still in control. He knew God was still on the throne. He knew that God had to lift the hedge for Satan to even get a glimpse of him. Have you seen this servant of mine? How he praises my name and how he puts me first in his life. And old Satan thought that he was going to do something that was mighty grand to just knock it off its course. But see, old Satan didn't realize that all he was doing was building joy and glory and honor and praise and thanksgiving to God in that life. Do you realize that today? These heartaches, these sufferings, brothers and sisters, that's the gold that's more precious. Oh my goodness. It is. It's the tried gold that's more precious. Hallelujah. But this is what God is doing. Because brothers and sisters, as we close today, I want you to know something. God knows what He is doing. He just does. He knows what He's doing. Think it not strange about that fiery trial. Don't think it strange. God knows what He is doing. And when God in our life, when it's turned over there and we know that He knows what He's doing, we're going to find out it's not just about praying. It's not just about leaving it to Him. But it's being overwhelmingly thankful that He cares. And brothers and sisters, that is the best part. It's the best part. There isn't anything better than when you know He cares and you go into that fellowship and you go into that throne room and you're just thankful to God. I can't explain it. I really can't. It's just the grace of God. How He brings you into that place of fellowship with Him, that you can be thankful in all things, that's just the mighty handiwork of God. Amen. And when that starts to happen in your life, I'm going to tell you, there'll be a rejoicing. There'll be an evidence of joy like no other time in your life. Because you'll start to read those things in the Word of God, and you're going to find out that you're reading about yourself. It's the most amazing thing. I'm reading about the work of God in my life. I'm reading about great faith that's building in my life. I'm reading about the love of God that never lets me go. I'm reading about the worthies of faith. And hallelujah, He's got my name written right down there. And I see it, Lord, and You're writing it down. And oh my goodness, You brought me to church and I'm praising God. Oh, in this godless world, in this world that is trying to get Jesus out of everything and man into anything, I'm loving You more and more. I'm becoming a vessel by the grace of God that's loving Your appearing. Are you a vessel today that there's nothing more exciting than if you saw Jesus today? Oh, it could be you. It can. God wants it to be you. And He does. Oh, and can you imagine? Oh, I'm getting ready to rule and reign with Jesus Christ. I'm operating by the grace of God like a bold wife, knowing that my husband loves me. Oh, yeah. This is exciting stuff, brothers and sisters. Oh, so exciting. But I'm going to tell you something. As we're being thankful to God today, He's breathing it in. I want you to think about this as you go home. It's the sweetest smelling sacrifice there could ever be. See, when we're praising Him with thanksgiving and joy, it's the incense. And the incense is going up. And I was thinking today, as I was in the office, I said, Lord, you know, by Your grace, I'm pleasing You today. We're going to come out here and we're going to please You. And this infant incense is going to come up. And it's going to flood the throne room. And the Father and the Son are going to be there. And they're going to be glorying and just breathing it in and saying, oh, this is my people. Son, this is why You died. Son, this is the glory that they're giving to You. There's nothing more pleasing to Me. Now that's what I want. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God which giveth us the victory in Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. That's your thanks. That's the Word of God, and that's what His grace does. Let's just stand and worship Him. Thank You, Jesus. Praise Your name. Worship the Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Praise You, Lord. Oh, yes. While every head is bowed, we say thank You, Jesus. We're so privileged to be a people full of thanksgiving today. Now, God, if You tarry this week, Lord, as we come to the meeting and as we go home and as we have dinners with our families and friends and loved ones, let it be a time of thanks like none other. Because, Jesus, You're coming soon. You're coming so soon. And that's the thanksgiving that we give right now, is we're a people that are looking and loving Your appearing. God, we're at all stages, but You're growing us up so quickly. You've put us in a message where we are looking for You to appear. And Lord, we're not going to be ashamed in that day. Oh no. There's not going to be crying in that day. Oh no. It's just going to be joy and thanksgiving that I'm with my husband. And I'm thankful to You, Jesus. Oh, I'm so thankful to You, Jesus. God, we just give You the praise and glory and honor and thanksgiving in the name of Your wondrous Son, Jesus. Amen.